Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Let's start with a couple of articles from AARP, the magazine, under the heading, This is 70. Let's look at Catching Up with Kathy Bates. Oscar-winning actress Kathy Bates, 75, stars as the grandmother in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. She talks about staying in the Hollywood game. Were you a fan of writer Judy Blume's or Are You There, God? It's totally newfound. About the time that book came out in 1970, I was graduating from college, and a couple of years after that, I was trying to get into the acting business. I read it in preparation for this, and I liked it so much. What's the best acting advice you've received? Someone along the way told me you have to have a head like a bullet and a heart like a baby. That's really good advice. You turned 75 in June. What did you reflect on for this birthday? I like to spend some of those days meditating in the past. I've been in this business for 50 years. Every day, I just thank my lucky stars. I'm so grateful to be able to do what I love to do. Now, give it away now. Don't list it in your will. Make it a gift. The traditional strategy of distributing our cherished possessions only after we die has some big drawbacks. By giving them away while you're alive, you get the chance to see the joy in your family when they get them, says Matt Paxton, downsizing expert and author of Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. So, maybe it's a painting a distant relative left you that would look great in a niece's or nephew's new home. That guitar you bought in college that's now gathering dust? Give it to a grandchild who might actually play the thing. The jewelry you've collected since your 20s? Maybe one of your children would enjoy wearing your heirlooms. Giving while living also offers practical perks. It may simplify the tricky politics of will writing, Paxton says. Consider Swedish death cleaning, also known as dödsstädning. The idea is simple. As you get older, you steadily downsize your household with the goal of ending life with as little as possible for your heirs to sort out. It's seen as a gift in itself. By decluttering now, you also save difficult work for your loved ones. If you know what you want to give it today, Paxton says. Don't wait. Now to AARP, the bulletin, and a cover story that we've been reading. And that is how we're changing America. An aging population is shaking up our country. So let's look at how we're changing with fitness. Remember the fitness revolution of the 70s and 80s? That's ancient history now. Was it only 50 years ago? Fitness has been transformed by a generation, or two, that refuses to accept the idea that exercise is just for kids. Older adults in 2023 are going out for organized sports in record numbers. This summer, more than 10,000 athletes aged 50 to 100 competed in the National Senior Games in Pittsburgh, up nearly fivefold since 1987. U.S. Masters swimming has grown 46% since 2008, and the number of runners in their 70s signing up for U.S. races grew by 32% from 2019 to 2022. Here are other ways that older Americans are changing fitness. America's fastest growing sport is pickleball, which was created by three dads as a game for the whole family and has exploded across the country, says Sue Havlicek, interim president and CEO of the National Senior Games Association. The largest age group of frequent players, 49%, is 55 and older, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. The trend of older people getting more involved in sports will only grow, according to fitness expert Pamela Peake, MD, assistant professor of medicine at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, who's competed at the Senior Games. People become adventurous over age 50, she says. They go out there and just rock and roll. They experiment, they learn new skills, and they get excited, and maybe they win a medal or two. Treadmills, elliptical trainers, and weight machines designed for older exercisers are showing up in gyms and retirement community fitness centers. They're easier to get on and off, have wheelchair height seats, and start more slowly. The National Academy of Sports Medicine and other groups certify personal trainers who are educated to work with older adults. And there's been an explosion of fun, low-impact workout programs you can take at the gym or home, from strength-building routines with very light weights to low-impact Zumba gold classes to chair yoga and gentle yoga courses that won't twist you up like a pretzel. Today's older adults want options, said Carolyn Cahill, Chief Operating Officer for Tivity Health, the company that offers Silver Sneakers exercise classes for older adults, which launched 31 years ago. They expect the same level of personalization and convenience and fitness that they get in a retail environment. AARP has workout videos and fitness tips at aarp.org/health. Here are some good news from the research front. A few 1 or 2 minute bursts of higher intensity activity a day, such as running after your grandkids, lowered the risk of fatal heart disease and cancer by up to 49%, according to a 2022 Australian study of more than 25,000 midlife and older non-exercisers. Just 11 minutes a day of brisk walking cut the risk for an early death by 23% and reduced the odds for cardiovascular disease by 17%, found a 2023 UK analysis of 196 studies involving more than 30 million people, including plenty of adults over 65. U.S. exercise guidelines already acknowledge that older adults will benefit even by doing less than the recommended 150 minutes of movement per week, and that small amounts count. But the Australian researchers say future exercise guidelines should mention the merits of super short bursts of activity as a way to help non-exercisers, older and younger alike. We are looking at fitness very differently now, Peake says. There's much greater meaning and purpose behind it for older adults. They want to climb to the Parthenon, chase after their grandchildren, and live vital, robust lives. Now, looking at AARP, the bulletin, another issue, where's that document? Keeping important papers in their proper place. The word paperwork has become an anachronism. Most legal and business documents today are created, signed, and stored digitally. But there are a few actual pieces of paper, among them birth certificates, car titles, home deeds, passports, and Social Security cards that remain vitally important to keep, tend to, and on rare occasions use. Many can be several decades old. So what is the proper way to store and secure them? And if lost, how do you replace them? We asked financial and legal pros about the proper care and storage of official documents. In general, they say there are three levels of document importance, each having different storage and format needs. Why not use the arrival of a new year to get your paperwork properly sorted and in order? The three categories are Tier 1, essential life documents. These require top-level care. Social Security card, passport, will, health care proxy, birth certificate, marriage certificate, car title, home deed, and divorce papers. Tier 2, important references. These documents are stored for easy access. A 401k or IRA statements, life insurance policies, tax returns, 3 to 7 years. And then Tier 3 is quick access. These documents should be carried with you: driver's license, other state-issued ID, and health insurance card. So here we have suggested storage for essential life documents: a fireproof safe or bank safe deposit box. We think of safes as hulking units with a combination lock, but any locking box that is waterproof and fireproof provides secure storage for your most important documents. If a document was in just a normal filing cabinet on the bottom shelf, that could very well be susceptible to weather-related issues, said Nicole Wierick of Prosperity Wealth Strategies in Michigan. And home safes have come a long way in that they are lighter and easier to access. Make sure that family members or anyone else who would need to access the safe in an emergency has the code or knows where to find the key, suggests David Haas, founder of Sirius Financial Advisors in New Jersey. Also, hide smartly. Burglars tend to scour master bedrooms in search of valuables to steal, so put it elsewhere. And if crime in your area concerns you, go to the bank safe deposit box route. It's also a good idea to make digital backups of these documents. Suggested storage for important references. Online cloud storage. A number of documents are important to have for reference, but you don't need to keep physical copies. For these, you should upload electronic versions to cloud storage, then shred the originals. Cloud storage means that your files are kept on a highly secure remote computer server. By using a device such as Apple iCloud, Google Drive, or Microsoft OneDrive, you can access files you have uploaded from any device, computer, tablet, or phone, after you've entered the appropriate verification information. Files can be organized into folders. You can also give access to family members who may need access to help you in an emergency or to manage your affairs as you age. In addition to keeping documents for which you no longer need paper copies, cloud storage is also useful for keeping backup copies of all documents. In case something happens to the paper documents, you still have access to account numbers and other information. And then suggested storage for quick access documents, your wallet. This is for cards you need to access regularly. Another factor to consider is whether someone could use the information for identity theft. Don't carry around your Social Security card, for example. And now, I've lost an important document. What now? Your passport. To avoid becoming a victim of identity theft, be sure to report it lost or stolen. Call 877-487-2778, toll-free, or submit a form DS-64 online at travel.state.gov. Or you can print the form from that website and mail it to the U.S. State Department. To get a replacement passport, submit a form DS-11 in person at a passport office. If this happens when you're traveling abroad, contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. Your birth certificate. Contact the Vital Records Office in the state where you were born to order a replacement. If you were born overseas to American parents and they registered your birth with the U.S. embassy in that country or consulate, you can access a consular report of birth abroad copy from the State Department. If you were born on a military base abroad, you'll need to contact the hospital where you were born. A marriage certificate. Contact your state's Vital Records Office, which will direct you to the clerk of the county where the license was issued, or to an equivalent local office. They will inform you of the necessary documents to provide, the cost, and whether the copy can be issued online, by mail, or in person. Married abroad? Contact the embassy or consulate of the country where your marriage took place, and the staff will assist you in receiving a certified copy of the foreign marriage document. If you were married abroad before November 9, 1989, and the wedding was witnessed by a U.S. consular officer, the State Department should also have documents on file confirming your marriage. A Social Security card. First, consider whether you need a replacement. Storing the number safely may suffice, as you rarely need the physical card. A replacement should be obtained if you're starting a new job or live in Pennsylvania, where you'll need it to apply for a real ID. To get a new Social Security card, you'll need a birth certificate, plus driver's license or a state-issued identification card, or simply a passport. Print and fill out an application on the Social Security website, ssa.gov, and then mail or take your application and original documents to your Social Security office. The website has information on locations. Replacing the card is free, so beware of service providers that attempt to charge a fee. A will. Will laws relating to estate planning differ across states, but in general, if your will was accidentally lost or destroyed and not revoked, then it still represents your wishes. Upon your death, a copy of the will can be submitted to the court. However, you must have left behind clear evidence that you did not revoke it. This means evidence that it was accidentally destroyed or lost, or testimony from an impartial third party stating that you didn't plan to change it. Your heirs will also need evidence that it's a true copy, such as confirmations from the original witnesses or attorney. And finally, your car title. The replacement process varies by state. Check with your Department of Motor Vehicles. In some states, it can be as simple as submitting a form. In others, you may need to submit documents such as your photo identification, a vehicle registration, or registration renewal notice. Now, how about some wisdom from William Shatner? A Q&A. The universe is taking care of us. At 91, Star Trek's legendary captain, a beloved actor for more than 70 years, is still boldly going where no man his age has ever gone before. Last year, you were invited to take a short trip into space by Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin. You can read an excerpt from Shatner's new book, Boldly Go, in December-January issue of AARP, the magazine. Now, what made you do that at 90? I've risked my life many times, sometimes uncaringly, without any pre-thought. I'm propelled not so much by a thirst for knowledge, it's a thirst for the thrill. An example? I went scuba diving last year on a TV show in the company of four tiger sharks about 18 feet long. One of them tried to bite the cameraman, but another wonderful man who had been assigned to keep me safe darted out from behind me and pushed the shark away like you would a dog. What did you expect would happen when you went into space? I promised myself that I would get to a window and see what I could see in the few minutes we were in space. I remember looking over my left shoulder and seeing Earth, with its white clouds and blue sky. Then I turned to my right, and all I saw was blackness. There was none of the romance and mystery of space. I saw life here, death over there. The next day, I had another observation. I thought, the Earth is a little grain of sand in the desert of the universe, and we are these tiny things on the grain of sand. But we're aware of our insignificance. How beautiful is that? You seem to have an expansive view of life. I think I've cultivated my inner child. I try to keep alive the awe and wonder of 3-, 4-, 5-year-old children. In your book, you write, allow yourself to be awed by life. You might find yourself living for a very long time and prospering. Is that what you're talking about here? Exactly. Everything in the universe is vibrating, and if we can tune into that through prayer or meditation or whatever, we can see that the universe is taking care of us. Is that why you plan to have your ashes buried beneath a tree when you die? your feeling of interconnectedness with life? Yes. I read about tree burial and thought, what a way to go. I want to have a baby redwood planted over me so it can be nourished by my ashes and grow. Those trees can be around for 1,000 years or more. You've also written a lot about loneliness. Why has that been a theme in your life? I am Jewish and was brought up in a conservative household in Montreal. I went to Hebrew school, and I did all the rituals that Jewish people do. But I was in a school district that was not Jewish, to put it kindly. I remember getting into fights almost every day. It was lonely being an actor, too. You're here, you're there, you're in a show, you're out. It doesn't lend itself to making friends. My best friends have always been my wives. I've been married more than once, as you know, and I've relied on those women to assuage the feeling of being alone. So the death of your third wife, Noreen, must have been hard on you. When we got married, I knew she was an alcoholic, but I thought I could change her because I loved her so much. She swore her sobriety at our wedding, and I thought that was the beginning of the cure. But by the next morning, she was drunk again. I failed at that, to my extraordinary sadness. How do you cope with the grief? The first thing I did was go to the horses. I remember sitting on one of my horses for 3 days crying. And my beloved daughters, they came to live in my house and were around me the whole time. Then I met my current wife, Elizabeth, about a year later, and we've been married for 22 years now. What gives you hope in our scary world? The Hundred Years' War. Imagine being at war that long. All they knew was fighting. Then, at one point, the 100 years became 101 years, and it was over. When the Second World War ended, the world became peaceful for a while. We landed on the moon. We made big scientific discoveries. That's going to happen here. The market will go up, inflation will go down, and Ukraine will eventually recover and rebuild. That's my advice. The 100 Years' War. Now, looking back to 2022, we have 20 ways we triumphed in 2022. With COVID still lingering, inflation running high, and a heated election season just passed, 2022 represented its share of challenges. At AARP, we pulled out all the stops to provide as much help and support as we could as you faced whatever the year brought your way. Here are just a few of the things we achieved and we hope made you glad to be a part of the AARP family. 1. We helped deliver prescription drug price relief in landmark legislation passed this summer, in large part by directing millions of your pleas for price cuts to Congress. 2. Our Voices Decide the national campaign provided older voters with critical information on how and where to vote in midterm elections. 3. Years of pushing for over-the-counter hearing aids paid off when the FDA allowed the devices to be sold in stores in October. 4. AARP and the foundation matched $1 million in donations to provide help for hurricane victims in Florida and Puerto Rico. 5. More than 200 million people visited our website at AARP.org, an invaluable source of breaking news and lifestyle information. 6. The Foundation Tax Aid Free Tax Assistance Program helped users reap more than $1 billion in refunds. 7. The Real People, Real Stories video series produced by AARP Studios on Facebook drew more than 3 million views. 8. We started a veteran and military spouse job center to give ex-service families an edge finding work. 9. About 90,000 people called our Fraud Watch Network helpline. 10. The new book, The Whole Body Reset, became a national bestseller. 11. Nearly 200 people saw a dream come true through Wish of a Lifetime from AARP. 12. Almost 2 million people attended live webinars on health, exercise, money, and fun in AARP's virtual community center. 13. Over 100,000 people attended Movies for Grown-Ups, virtual screenings from the comfort of their homes. 14. Close to 2 million people consulted AARP's job board during their search for work. 15. The Veteran Report joined our growing number of e-newsletters, among them The Arrow, The Girlfriend, Sisters from AARP, and The Ethel. 16. Enrollees in the loyalty program, AARP Rewards, saved about $5 million. 17. Financial workers trained by BankSafe helped stop $200 million of elder financial exploitation. 18. We held 30 national town halls to bring you access to lawmakers, officials, and top authorities on topics such as COVID, inflation, and fraud. 19. The new Personal Technology Resource Center helped 3 million people sharpen their tech skills. And finally, 20, the AARP Bulletin and the magazine produced award-winning coverage of topics like fraud, COVID, and elder abuse. Now, a few brief articles under This is 70, Take the Money and Clever Approaches for Managing Your Mandatory Retirement Account Withdrawals. Starting this year, the age at which required minimum distributions, RMDs, must be taken from tax-deferred accounts like IRAs and 401ks moves from 72 to 73. Here are strategies to help reduce taxes and maximize returns. If you don't need the cash, reinvest the distribution in a low-cost, tax-efficient, taxable portfolio and let it keep growing. If you're still working, roll your IRA into your 401k. Your RMDs will not kick in until you've left the company. If you give to charity, set up a qualified charitable distribution, QCD, and you can give up to $100,000 per year directly to a charity from your IRA. The donation counts towards your RMD without increasing your taxable income. And in their words, from Harrison Ford at 81, I don't look back and say, I wish I was that guy again. It was great to be young, but I could be dead. And yet, I'm still working. TV moments that had us glued to our screens. September 26, 1960, Nixon-Kennedy debate. 70 million people saw a sweaty Nixon take on the photogenic Kennedy. July 20, 1969, the moon landing. 93% of Americans witnessed live as Neil Armstrong took a giant leap of mankind. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.